Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. When it comes to bills, medical bills are definitely up there with the highest of them. In fact, a recent study in the United States outlined that medical bills are the number one cause of depleted savings and financial hardships. The primary option people have to mitigate the impact of a medical bill is health insurance. On today's program, we explore the importance of health insurance and how exactly it benefits members of the public. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Health insurance is about satisfying that gap between the cost of health care and what a person can afford on a day-to-day basis. It's not so dramatic when you have an office visit for a minor illness where you go to your GP, but health insurance comes in very relevant when you have to fill that gap between the cost of major healthcare expenses and what you can actually afford to pay.
Portfolio manager for the Employee Benefits Division at Sagicor, Karen Smith-Reed. Health insurance operates in the following way. Persons pay an insurance provider, who then agrees to pay a portion of the cost for a specific list of medical expenses, including a doctor's visit, lab test, specialist consultations, etc.
Physical evidence of your health insurance is your health insurance card, which is two parts. You have a benefit card, which tells the set of benefits that were agreed that you're paying for, and the swipe card that accesses the money that the plan is paying for you, like a credit card.
Health insurance is typically available in two ways, individually or as part of a group scheme normally offered by your employer. Individuals, such as self-employed persons, may visit a carrier and choose from the range of insurance packages available and make their payments semi-annually or annually. Employers, on the other hand, typically buy health insurance to provide a benefit to their staff. After agreeing on a set of benefits for employees, they negotiate with insurance companies how much they will pay each month, as well as the contribution to be made by their employees.
The standard health insurance package is separated in two parts, your primary care or secondary care. So your health insurance will pay for primary issues in regards to your health. That's your GP, a consultation, dentist, vision, those things, a little lab or x-ray if you have to check out something if it's not right. Secondary care is when you are referred now that what's going on with you, you need hospitalization or surgery or treatment for a critical illness. And it covers surgery, hospital, if there is need for critical care, chemotherapy, radiation, health insurance pays for that.
If you feel that your health insurance does not provide enough coverage for you or your family members, you can get supplemental coverage from an insurance company or an approved institution. Persons who are part of a group scheme may discuss this with their HR departments. For individuals, however, the process is different.
For the individual, it's not so straightforward to get a supplemental product. You may have to buy another individual product to supplement your own. So you have other institutions that sell individual products. That's like a credit union. They have health insurance. So you can buy the health insurance that's available in the other financial institutions to supplement something that you're buying for yourself as a walk-in client.
Having said all that, Mrs. Smith-Reed firmly believes a health insurance package is one of the best investments a person can make. Not to mention, it gives you the option to seek private health care in the event that public facilities are crowded, especially in instances where urgent treatment is required.
Sickness is not something that you can predict, so it's really like a savings towards any kind of expense that you think you or your family may incur, because healthcare is expensive. It goes with the dollar. So it is critical to fill that gap, because it is a real gap between what healthcare costs and what you can actually afford.
Portfolio manager for the Employee Benefits Division at Sagicor, Mrs. Karen Smith-Reed. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.